Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we're following any news out of the Philippines for you. Also, in a few minutes, we're going to pose the question, would you travel to a city other than your own to get a knee replacement? How about if all that travel and care was absolutely free?
Robin, you always ask the most provocative questions. But first, let's go to Washington and start with a political question. How many congressional hearings have there been about the flawed launch of healthcare.gov since it went live on October 1st? Answer, 6, as of this morning, where on Capitol Hill, Republicans and Democrats sparred over the flawed rollout of the federal marketplace for health insurance as the White House races to fix the site's problems. Obama administration technology officers testified that the site is slowly getting easier to use, but Republicans on the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee were having none of it. Henry Chow is chief project manager for healthcare.gov. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan pressed him for answers about who knew what and when about the lack of testing on the website before it went live.
Why didn't you delay this? You guys knew there were going to be problems. You hadn't done end-to-end testing. Some of your testimony talks, we hoped that the test would work when we presented it to the White House. Why didn't you delay this? Mr. Chow, why wasn't it delayed?
That's not my decision to make.
Now, Democrats on the committee called it a kangaroo court and said witnesses were being badgered and their testimony cherry-picked. But joining us now with more from Washington is Carrie Budoff-Brown, senior White House reporter for Politico. And Carrie, first of all, what do you make of today's hearing?
Well, I was quite interested in it because, you know, for weeks, you know, we've heard from high-level officials, you know, Tavner, you know, the CMS director, the HHS secretary, and I've always kind of felt like we weren't sort of hearing from the people closest to the ground who were experiencing the problems firsthand. And, you know, I would have liked to have seen or heard, you know, the pieces being put together a little more, but I think what we're finding is that everybody involved in the project, in the absence of sort of an overarching systems, main contractor, they were just people working in their individual silos, and, you know, like the clip just suggested, things weren't put together. There wasn't end-to-end testing. They couldn't put all the puzzle pieces together in time, and they launched a product, you know, that just has not worked.
Well, Carrie, your story today in Politico is headlined "The Making of an Obamacare Management Failure," and you write that House officials never anticipated, or White House officials, I should say, never anticipated the magnitude of the problems that would unfold with healthcare.gov. How believable is that?
Well, you know, I've gone round and round with folks in the White House for a couple of weeks trying to figure out how it is that they weren't aware of the, you know, the problems that were looming. And, you know, they were focused on a lot of issues that they thought would be big problems in the weeks ahead of the launch. They were concerned about, you know, whether the state exchanges would be ready, whether there would be enough traffic driven to the site. There were concerns overall about, you know, just how it would all get pulled off. It wasn't as if they were sitting back pretty in the White House in the weeks before. They were worried about, you know, how all the pieces would come together. But they did not think that their problem would be, a fundamental breakdown of, like, sort of a fundamental infrastructure of a website. That was not on their radar screen.
And yet you note in your piece that insurers themselves were warning the administration that it wasn't going to work perfectly.
What the insurers were warning them about was the problem, on the back end of the website. After people enroll, they send data to insurers, and insurers were seeing problems with that, you know, in the months leading up to it. Insurers did not predict that a lot of the problems that they would have on the front end. Nobody thought they would have a problem just people getting into the website, signing up. That was not anticipated by the insurers, and they wouldn't have known that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there were signs sort of all around, the administration. But repeatedly when things were brought up, I mean, it may not have been the problem. I mean, what administration officials were saying was, you know, a lot of problems were being brought to our attention. We were dealing with it at the time. What the problem was in the end wasn't what people were bringing to our attention, right? That being just sort of a, you know, breakdown of, you know, how a website works.
Well, Carrie, in the last couple seconds we have left, where do these ongoing problems leave President Obama? His poll numbers are sinking, as we know.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a huge mess right now, really. I mean, he's rushing to get a fix to the fact that, these healthcare policies are being canceled. And he will have, you know, he has only a few days, people think, before Democrats on the Hill sort of start jumping ship, causing him more problems politically. So the website, yes, they're rushing to finish that. It's not yet clear how much, you know, how far they'll get in that process before the end of the month. The more immediate political concern for them right now is, are the Democrats in Congress and whether they start breaking away from him.
Well, Carrie Budoff-Brown is senior White House reporter for Politico. Carrie, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.